Newly constructed homes shrunk in terms of average size last year for the first time since the end of the recession. According to recently released Census Bureau data, the median size of a new single-family home fell 2% to 2,422 square feet in 2016. While that represents scant adjustment, it also represents the first time since 2009 and only the third time in the last 20 years that median size of new homes declined. The shrinking new home does not necessarily represent a loss of economic vitality. Rather, as indicated by writer Jeffrey Sparshot, the smaller size likely reflects rising demand from first-time buyers and buyers of entry-level homes. As reported by the Wall Street Journal, about 850,000 new owner households were formed during the first 3 months of the current year, more than double the 365,000 new renter households. This was the first time in a decade that there were more buyers than renters. Overall home construction has lagged in recent years, while builders have tended to focus on larger, more profitable homes. That is beginning to change, with more homes being built between 1,400 and 2,400 square feet. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.